Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
A strawberry alarm clock bringing us back. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating. Longtime 15-plus year member of our Brain Trust, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. Ray, tell us about SBE Council, and also tell us where we can find all the stuff that you do, including your books.
Sure. SBE Council, we have about 100,000 members across the country. We're a small business advocacy group. We work on public policy issues from A to Z that impact small businesses. We do a whole host of research. We educate small business owners. So we're comprehensive, to say the least, and people can find out everything about us at sbecouncil.org.
And there is no organization I heartily recommend to you more than the SBE Council folks. Go ahead, Ray.
And by the way, in terms of what you can get there, it's not just, we update it almost on a daily basis, but also you can get, for example, our Unleashing Small Business Through IP book. You can
right.
get a PDF there. You can get the studies where we rank the states, so you can find out where your states rank mm-hmm. on tax issues, regulatory issues.
With regard to entrepreneurship, how fertile the soil is there for entrepreneurship. So
exactly.
I'll check all that out, folks. And they can, sbecouncil.org. Ray, let's move back into what we're talking about with the Supreme Court recently ruling. This was another major smackdown of Obamacare by the Supreme Court. Hobby Lobby, a privately held company. The founders are very devoutly religious people. They treat their people well. They give them health care benefits. But there are certain things they did not want to provide, right?
Right. That was the bottom line, that Obamacare dictated that they had to provide coverage for various contraceptive methods. I think there were 20 different methods.
Mm-hmm.
They decided, in terms of four of them, that it wasn't actually contraceptive.
Because they were associated with an abortion. They considered
right, exactly.
they considered the result of that application of treatment to be an abortion, which they are against, but they did provide and pay for, with no copay apparently, 16 birth control methods.
Right, and that's part of the story that has not been
that's
widely
left
reported
out.
In the media.
Hillary Clinton actually said this week, she actually said something, words to the effect that she couldn't believe that this ruling came down where these women in the work for this company were being denied a contraception. Now, that for her to say that, in my opinion, was egregious. That was a horrible. She knows better than that, and for her to say that tells you she has a problem with the truth.
Well, that's the question. Either she doesn't know better, either she's ignorant, which is scary.
She's not ignorant.
She's lying.
She's lying. So nobody thinks Hillary's... All right, so anyway, so tell us what the court said.
And as you said, this is they believe this is a violation of their religious beliefs. So the court said, yes, you're absolutely right. You can't be forced to provide services that violate your religious
so
beliefs.
So now a company has the right similar to a person.
Right, and they talk about closely held businesses here. And then we're going to get into a debate, of course.
Like small business. This is a small business that grew larger and still is majority owned by the founders.
Exactly. I mean, you're talking about
family owned people listening to us right now.
Right. And, Sam Alito, Supreme Court Justice Sam Alito, wrote mm-hmm. for the majority. And, it's worth reading these two lines that he put in there. A corporation is simply a form of organization used by human beings to achieve desired ends, and protecting the free exercise rights of corporations like Hobby Lobby, etc., protects the religious liberty of the humans who own and control those companies. That's straightforward, that's rock solid, that's dead on. Again, I would argue, no matter which side you come down on in terms of this issue of contraception and abortion, you should be able to accept that, one would think. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, the Supreme Court itself split 5-4. I mean, quite frankly, if you have respect for the First Amendment, it should be 9-0, shouldn't it?
Right. So. Well, that tells you about the ideology of the justices.
It does, and that's the problem. when you talk about the ideology of the justices, quite frankly, the Supreme Court is there to interpret the Constitution. What does the Constitution say? And when there's room for interpretation, how do we interpret it? It's not a place for ideological battle.
But we got justices like Ginsburg, like Associate Justice Ginsburg, who believes that the Constitution is an evolving document.
Right, and that's where we've gotten into so many problems, quite frankly, over the last century. Yeah.
That's the reason elections matter, my friends. Hey, Ray, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
We'll see you next time. Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, SBEcouncil.org. Be sure to check out all of his work. It's outstanding. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.